No, those who are making that misinterpretation need to go back to law school. The Constitution is very, very clear. Whenever a member of parliament will lose a seat when that person is appointed vice president, a running mate is not even appointed. A running mate automatically becomes vice president by virtue of winning an election. So the only person who is appointed is the current vice presidents who are appointed by the president and serve the pleasure of the president. The whole thinking behind it is that a vice president is a national leader and therefore cannot represent a constituency. This is exactly what we are grappling with, to say, shall we have a national leader in the form of a vice president representing a constituency? Yet that person sometimes also acts as president and makes national decisions and should be in charge of the whole country as a whole. So the correct interpretation is that once somebody becomes a vice president, they cease to represent a constituency and therefore should not have a constituency. A running mate does not represent a constituency, and therefore a running mate cannot lose a constituency. So those who are making that misinterpretation, unfortunately, here they are professors of law. It is very unfortunate that because of their political desires, they've decided not to understand the law, which is very clear.